Damian, thanks for joining us. This week, we're starting off with the news that craft beer lovers are going to be excited about, and that is that breweries in the state are now allowed to reopen. Looking at data from the Brewers Association, New Mexico breweries have an economic impact of over $353 million. That's data from 2018. What can you tell us on how breweries in the state are able to open right now?
Well, they kind of started, Anthony, on Friday when they were allowed to resume outdoor patio seating at 50% occupancy. But today, that's being extended to indoor seating as well. So they're going to have to abide by many of the same restrictions that restaurants are doing for dine-in service right now. Now, it's worth noting that this does not apply to bars and nightclubs. And the governor's announcement, she was quick to point out that this is being done despite the fact that New Mexico has seen a sharp increase in daily cases since June 1st, when New Mexico began taking the first steps to reopening businesses. And a lot of that is actually being driven by an uptick in cases right here in Doniana County.
Okay, Damian, we'll stay updated with that and how that's going to play a role in impacting business. But I want to move on to some federal legislation. The Paycheck Protection Law that was signed by President Trump, how is that going to be impacting local businesses? Can you give us an update on really what inspired that push to get that law signed and how local businesses are responding?
Well, I sure can, Anthony. When the Paycheck Protection Program was first passed originally back in March when the outbreak started, a lot of businesses were applying, and they were because of many of the restrictions that were placed on the loan, which is forgivable if you abide by the rules, they just weren't able to use it because they were required to use 75% of it to pay employees. But that didn't really work very well for businesses that were not open to the public at the time. So on June 5th, President Trump signed into law the Paycheck Protection Program Flexibility Act, which was championed by our own representative, Xochitl Torres Small, and that's going to offer some relief to Southern New Mexico business owners who received PPP loans. This loosened some of the restrictions in the original bill. It was a $660 billion program that provides businesses that employ up to 500 workers for forgivable loans for as much as $10 million. What they have done to loosen the restrictions, it makes it easier to qualify for loan forgiveness by loosening the restrictions of that percentage we discussed that businesses are required to spend on payroll versus other expenses. Plus, it extends the amount of time that businesses have to spend that money from 8 weeks to 24 weeks, and it extends the rehiring deadline for employees, which was June 30th. Now it's December 30th. So several local businesses that we talked to said that it's going to be really beneficial to them to have that little bit of extra leniency.
Okay, now I want to move on and talk about something else. It was made official last week that we are in a recession, and we have seen unemployment claims, although still pretty high, continue to drop. Can you give us an update?
That's right. According to nationwide numbers released last week, the total initial claims fell for the 10th week in a row. There were 1.5 million new claims last week and 21 million continuing claims. One recent report estimated that 25,000 retail stores could close by the end of 2020. And right now, experts are predicting a long and arduous recovery, not the quick bounce back that some were initially hoping for.
Okay, Damian, thank you so much for the update this week. We'll look forward to talking with you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.